Mothers, you see what we've done for you today? We've brought out the best, and I mean, and we're just getting started. To our young people and the men, I tell you, it is our mothers are, they deserve it. They deserve it. I thought about what to speak on today as it relates to our mothers. I've been searching the Bible for a mother-child relationship for today, and I came to Rebecca and Jacob. Rebecca and Jacob. I see it a lot in the church and in our world. So I'm just going to ask you to, for the next 20 minutes, to listen to the message behind the words. Listen to the message behind the words. Wait, soldier, you here? Blessings, man. Blessings and honor. You know, our men who are in the, and women who are in the service, they sacrifice a lot for this country and even their family. And so whenever they are in church, it gives me great joy just to see them here. Just to see them here. Continue to pray for them. And even pray for our leaders who sometimes put them in harm's way. Let them put their children in harm's way first. And then the troops follow. What do we say? Father, we've come by here for a word. Speak through your blessed Holy Spirit, and may we listen. In Jesus' name. Genesis 20, seven, just going to read a few verses, and then I'll say a few words. Genesis 27 says, "And it came to pass that when Isaac was old, and his eyes were dim like mine, so that he could not see," not yet, I'm still seeing, "he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, My son? And he said unto him, Behold, here am I. And he said, Behold, now I am old, and I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapon, thy quiver and thy bow, and go out of the field and take me some venison. And make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die." Now this is where Rebekah comes in. "And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau, his son." Remember, they have two sons and a twin. "And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob," verse 6, "her son," listen, Esau spoke, no, Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. And Rebekah spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, "Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau, thy brother, saying, bring me venison and make me savory meat, and I may eat and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loved, and thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat and that he may bless thee before his death." And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father, peradventure, will feel me, and I shall seem to feel as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing." And his mother said unto him, "Upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice and go fetch me them." And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory meat such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat unto and bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. After continue reading. And he came unto his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here am I." He said, "Who art thou, my son?" And Jacob said unto his father, "I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according to as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me." And Isaac said unto his son, "How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son?" Sometimes your antenna ever go up, but all right, let's continue reading. And he said, "Because the Lord thy God brought it to me." And Isaac said unto Jacob, "Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not." And Jacob went near unto Isaac, his father, and he felt him and said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." Isn't that something? Second antenna. "And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, and his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. And he said, Art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, Come near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let thy people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. And it came to pass, as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came from his hunting, and also had made savory meat, and brought it unto his father, and said unto his father, Let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, Who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn, Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, Who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it to me, that I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him? Yea, and he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, Bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, Thy brother came with subtlety, and hath taken away thy blessing. And he said, Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he had supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he had taken away my blessing. And he said, Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me even also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and the dew of the heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. And these words of Esau, her eldest son, were told to Rebekah. Here goes Rebekah again. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, Behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, proposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. That same voice again. And arise, flee to Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days, until thy brother's fury turn away. Until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him, then I will send and fetch thee from thence. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? Mother-child relationship. It all started with a dream. Rebecca was pregnant and the children, two boys, fighting in her womb. And God declared that the younger will rule the older. And here it is, as Isaac came to the end of his days and ready to bless, in the culture, the firstborn is who get the blessing. The firstborn has been attached to his father. But somehow the mother has created an affinity, a relationship, a bond with the younger. Nothing is wrong with that. But here we find Rebecca was willing to do anything. Remember, who made the promise? Was God in the dream, right? That the younger will be ruler, or the older will serve the younger. You know, sometimes as a people, I see myself in Rebecca, let me confess, where we feel like we must do something as parents, as mothers. Since it's Mother's Day, let me talk about the mother. As mothers, we feel like we must do something. If we don't, the heavens will fall. Have you ever been there? And here we find in this chapter Rebecca helping God out. God was the one who gave the dream in her. The younger will be ruler. And here we find Rebecca making the prophecy come true. I'm here to tell us, church, that as humans, even as mothers, listen, man, mothers have to give it to you. I don't know where you guys get the energy. I don't know how, I can only do one thing at a time, Brother Derek. One thing at a time. A woman can do 50 things one time. When my mother-in-law is absent, my mother is absent, and my wife is absent. If you give me 10 things to do at home, when I look at the 10, I just give up and go to sleep. And it's pure chaos when Stacy comes home. Everything is mashup. The house is a mess. Because I'm trying to clean Brother Kevin. And trying to clean, they make a mess, just making a mess. And I'm like a gig following them around. So I just quit following them around and go to sleep on the couch. And let them enjoy themselves until 5 minutes before mommy come home. We try to get things together. It's just too much. But God knows what He was doing, Sister Niket, Elder Niket, when He gave us mothers. Mothers are irreplaceable. The world cannot do without you. The church cannot do without you. And here we find a godly mother. And you know why I like Rebecca this morning? Rebecca is not perfect. Sometimes when I look at the church and I look at us, you know who God have a problem with? The perfect one, them. Because when we act perfect, the only people we're fooling is ourselves. And I'm not endorsing what Rebecca did, you know. She really put her son in problems, you know. In other words, she was bent on getting Jacob ahead. And it only put him in problem. It led to him, he had to leave home before sundown, meaning before his father died. And she never saw Jacob again. Sometimes when we try to help God help, we put ourselves in trouble. And there are consequences that we pay for putting our hand in the mix. Plain God. Rebecca did everything to secure, or Jacob to secure, Isaac's blessing. And this is where the baby blessing comes in and all our blessing comes in. Jacob left home. He was separated from his parents and brother. That was the consequence of what we just read earlier. There was separation. And sometimes in the midst of this consequence that we have to pay, whether it's our children, the price that we have to pay, it brings us closer to God. Or it brings him closer to God. Because on his way back home, this is where he experienced the real blessing, where he encountered God on his way. Remember, he left home, went to his uncle. By this time, had two wives and children, and he's coming back home. When the angel of the Lord met him, he thought it was Esau who came upon him. And in that wrestling with the angel, or with who he thought at first was Esau, but it was really the angel of the Lord. There the angel of the Lord met him, and his name was changed from Jacob to Israel. Sometimes we try to help out God. Sometimes we try to do right, and guess what? It's the human in us. Sometimes we think we're doing right and we're doing bad. It's the human in us. But what I'm here to say to the church and more so to all of us, each of us, is that what we need to secure is not so much human blessings. Human blessings are good enough. It's good to have the blessings of your mother. Hello, young people. It's good to have the blessing of your father. It's good to have the blessing of your pastor. It's good to have the blessing of your grandparents. But even more than that, we need a blessing of God. And so as we gather together each week as a church, the question that you and I need to ask is if the blessing of God is upon me. You know, sometimes, Elder Niket, sometimes I wonder in my wrestling, where is God? But I've come to the conviction, Sister Bailey, Sister Bailey, me almost say Elder Bailey. I've come to the conclusion that a sign that God is with you is when you're wrestling. The devil not play with people who in him camp, or him already have. And sometimes some of these troubled children like Jacob, don't give up on them. Don't allow others to cause you to give up on your children who you, when you throw them out, where are they going to go? When you give up on them, where can they turn to? But the Lord, wrestle with them with the Lord. Give them to the Lord. The prayers that you have prayed over the years is not in vain. And sometimes we don't, like Rebecca, we don't see the fruit of our labors. Even bad labor. We don't see the fruit of our labors sometimes till we're dead and gone. The only time we're going to experience it is in the New Jerusalem. Her courage this morning is her calling. She valued the blessing of God on her son's life. That's where her courage came in. She valued that. And as a people, we need to seek that every day. What do you say? And so today I call upon us. Let's secure the blessing of God upon our lives, upon our family, upon our church. And when we have done that, there is no demon that can stand before us. There is no man or woman that can hinder us, because God is with us. Mothers, we thank you for all that you do and continue to do for us in your struggle and in your the mistakes that you have made. Let me say this: for the mistakes that you have made, and that's the reason why we come to church. That's the reason why we serve God. Because we cannot cure ourselves. We cannot heal ourselves. We cannot forgive ourselves. We cannot save ourselves. Only person can do that is Jesus Christ. And it's his blood we need to cover our sins. is his righteousness we need to make it through the pearly gates. So relax yourself. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy this day that the world celebrate you. And let's cast all your worries upon him, because he cares for you. God bless you.